Why is it hard to get my partner to communicate? Hey everyone, Stephanie Costello here, mom of three, wife, animal lover, and entrepreneur. My goal with this podcast is to share healthy intimacy skills. If you feel you are the only one struggling, I promise you are not alone. It's time to take action and make shit happen. All right, who's ready to make shit happen today? I am so excited about all of the things that have come to fruition so far in 2020. I'm really curious about everybody's 2020 goals and how far along they are, and what type of support you may need in accomplishing those goals. I look forward to hearing. Comment below, reach out to me on Facebook, email me, whatever works best for you. So today we're going to talk about why is it hard to get our partners to communicate with us? And I have to be sensitive to, you know, the various forms of what a partnership includes. And I do often try to make sure that my communication is inclusive, all inclusive, and not specific. In my life experience, you know, I'm a typical heterosexual relationship. So that is where I typically come from. So please know that I am not by any means exclusive. I really love including all walks of life. So communication is my favorite topic. It's absolutely my favorite topic, because without communication, nothing else is successful, unless we just so happen to by chance be on the exact 100% same page of our partners, which is virtually impossible because none of us have had the same experiences. So we need to stop and get rid of the head trash, throw it out the window, light it up and burn it, write it on a piece of paper, light it up and burn it, watch it go in flames, do whatever you need to do to just get rid of that head trash. Or work with me. That's the other option. Your partner's communication style is also very important to understand and know. There are different communication styles. So the different types are passive, then there's aggressive, then there's passive aggressive, and assertive. It's important to understand each communication style and understand how you communicate. Is your communication style really effective or healthy? Is your partner's effective and healthy? Are each of your communication styles going to be able to effectively work together? Or is there going to be some work that needs to be done on how to actually learn to communicate effectively? Okay, so passive communication. This is where often the individual will start to behave in certain ways and express their emotions in ways that they aren't actually clearly discussing what they want to discuss. They build up resentment. Things that they might say is, it really doesn't matter that much, or I just want to keep the peace. I call this shoving things under the carpet, and that it's fine, everything's fine. That, I'm sure some of the men in the background are like, say it again! it's really not fine, and maybe in that point of time is not the right time to talk about it. That's a whole, again, another podcast, another conversation. That varies person to person. Aggressive communication is blaming and very loud, their demanding voice. I'm right and you're wrong. I'll get my way no matter what. It's all your fault. What I like to say, narcissistic communication. Anyone who that really hit home with, please reach out. I love working, especially in that realm of communication. I'm very, unfortunately, well-versed in it. The next would be passive aggressive. So it's like, well, duh, it's the last two combined. Well, it's easier to say that than it is to really understand that. Most passive aggressive communicators will kind of mutter to themselves rather than confront. But then they're aggressive with their communication and their subtle I call like stab wounds, like pokes, but it's not really just like a poke of a finger, like we're tickling and having fun. It's like you didn't know where it was coming from, and all of a sudden you got a big bruise across your face because you're not physically, meaning rhetorically speaking. That's fine with me, but I don't understand if someone else gets mad. Or, sure, we can do things your way, then mutter to themselves like your way is stupid, and really just being both narcissistic with their emotions and their communication style. So it's kind of a double whammy there. And then there's the assertive communication style. Assertive communicators can really express their own needs, desires, ideas, and feelings while also considering the needs of others. This is a really good place, healthy place to be communication-wise. If you are struggling, if you feel you're doing that and then you're struggling with your partner or somebody else in your life that you're trying to communicate with and they communicate in one of the other three ways, it takes a lot of work and support to really get yourself through those communication struggles. And oftentimes we don't recognize how we communicate until it's either too late or we're constantly hitting the same wall and we're like, why am I hitting this wall once again? So if you have any questions, please reach out. This is a really touchy topic, and if you need to take some time to really digest what you just heard and it boiled up some emotions in you, reach out. Don't let those emotions boil and make things worse or cause a decision that you didn't intend on making. With that said, have a great day. Like, subscribe, share, reach out. And my free 30-minute sessions are still, the raffle is still going on. If you like, subscribe, and share it, you'll be entered to the raffle as many times as you do so. I look forward to connecting with you all. Bye.